Meseches Gittin Daf Ayin Dalad, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Beis, and the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah, and the Gemara's Havmin at this point is that the case that the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph is discussing is in a scenario where Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel, and at the time that he delivered the get to Rachel, he said, Zeh Gitech Me'ayoyim Im Mesi Mechadizeh, that this should be a get from today if I die from this sickness. The Mishnah therefore asks, Ma'ahi Ba'isan Yomim, was the status of Rachel during this period of time between the time that Reuven delivered the get to Rachel and the time that he dies. Rabbi Huda Imek, that even though Reuven used a lashon of me'ayoyim, the get is not chal me'ayoyim, and therefore for this entire period of time, Rachel is considered eshesish, and if someone would be mezana with her b'mezid, they would be chayiv chenek, and if they are mezana b'shogeg, they would be chayiv a korban chatos. And Rabbi Yisi Imek, megreshes v'ein megreshes, during this entire time frame, yom esupik if she's an eshesish or not, and therefore if she would be mezana with someone, then it would be chayiv a korban oshem etoloi. And the Gemara starts, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Ulvachiyamus, in discussing the din of Rabbi Yisi, the Braisa tells us that the only time Rabbi Yisi said that it's a suffix if she's Megureshes or not, and if someone would be Mizana with her, then they would be Chayiv and Oshim Tarli, that is only if ultimately Reuven actually died from the sickness, and therefore we could say that at least at that period of time where she had a Bia and she was Mizana, that there is some sort of a suffix, and therefore they would be Chayiv and Oshim Tarli. However, as Rashi points out, that even according to Rabbi Yisi, if Reuven doesn't ultimately die from the sickness, then it's a glay muslim afreya that Rachel was never divorced, and therefore certainly she was an Eishes Ish at the time of the Bia, and if someone was mezana with her during that period of time, she was vadei an Eishes Ish, and therefore they'd be chayav v'chatos. And the Gemara is now bothered that both according to Rabbi Huda as well as according to Rabbi Yisi, it turns out even in this case where Reuven said to Rachel that zegiteich me'ayoyim imesi mecherizeh, that we don't consider that this get is chal at the moment of the nesinis haget, and when Reuven delivered this get to Rachel, and is only chal at a much later point, and lefi Rabbi Yehuda, we said during this entire period of time, she's considered a full-fledged Eishes Ish, and according to Rabbi Yisi, there was a suffix if she's considered Eishes Ish or not, and the only time that she's vadi megureshes is only once Reuven dies from the sickness, and therefore the Gemara is ulchimayis havigita. So are you telling me that the only time that this get is bevadei chal is only once Reuven dies from the sickness? But kaimelon dein get la'achemisa, that certainly can't be, because we know a get cannot be chal after misa. And based on this question, Amar Rabba, Rabba explains that the Mishnah was talking about a scenario where Reuven delivered a get to his wife Rachel, and at the time that he delivered it, he did not say Me'ayoyim Imesi Mechadizeh. As Rashi says, that certainly if Reuven said the Loshim Me'ayoyim, then certainly both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi agree that Bevadeh the get would be Chal Amafreya, and all he was saying is that the get should be Chal right now, B'tnai, that I will die from this sickness, and once he dies, then certainly she was not an Eishes Ish at the point that she was Nuzano, and L'divrei HaKol, she would not be Chayev a Korban Chatos or a carbon oshem betolui. And the case of the Mishnah was where Reuven said imesi mechelizeh, then me'eshani ba'ilum lehevi get. Rashi explains that machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yisi is as follows: Hilkach to Rabbi Huda, samach lemisa chayav gita, that the only time that this get would be chal is the moment before Reuven dies, when mikara eishes ishi, and at any point prior to that she is an eishes ish. Therefore, if someone is mezana with Rachel and she doesn't die immediately thereafter, then bevadei at the point that they were mezana, he was mezana with a full fledged eishes ish. And therefore, if he did so b'mezid, he'd be chayiv chenek, and if he did so b'shogeg, he'd be chayiv echatas. And even though at the point that Rachel was mezana with this man, they didn't know if Reuven would potentially die a moment later, and therefore at that moment she wasn't eishes ish, and they would be pata. And if Reuven would die much later, then of course Rachel was a full-fledged eishes ish, and therefore if this nus was done b'mezid, they'd be chayiv chenek, and if this nus was done b'shogeg, they'd be chayiv korban chatas. However, Rashi explains there Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh b'rira, and since a moment after that nus, Reuven didn't die, therefore it's Niskala, at the time that she was Mizana, she was a full-fledged Eishes Ish, and that's why if she was Mizana B'Shogeg, she'd be Chayev Echatos, and if they were Mizana B'Mezid, they would be Chayev Chenek. However, Rabbi Yisi argues that Rabbi Yehuda, based on this exact point, because Rabbi Yisi holds that in Brira, and therefore, when Rachel was Mizana with this man, at that point, they didn't know if she was an Eishes Ish or if she was not an Eishes Ish, therefore, even though at the moment later, they will realize that she was not Megureshes, and at this point, she was really an Eishes Ish, however, we hold of in Brira, and since at the point that they had Bia, there was a suffix, therefore they'd be Chayev and Oshim Tolui, and they would not be Chayev Echatas. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yisi Sova Mishas Nesina, from the point that Reuven gave the get to his wife Rachel until the point that he actually dies, at every moment, Mesafkalon, we have a suffix, Dilmazui Shah Smuchel Misa, maybe at the point that they were Mizana, it was the point right before Reuven was about to die, and therefore maybe she was not an Eishesh. At every point, to have a get suffix, there's a suffix if there would be a get or not, even though a moment later we see that Reuven Ruvain lived longer, and therefore Bevada was not a get at that point, and L'chaira, she was a full-fledged Eishishish. However, Rabbi Yossi holds in Brira, and therefore they'd be Chayiv and Hashem Toloi. Let's just wrap up and go back to the Braisa that just started off this Gemara, and the Braisa stated, Tana, we learned to the Braisa that according to Rabbi Yossi, the only time that we say that she's Chayiv and Hashem Toloi is over Vachi Yomus is only if Ruvain died from the sickness at some later point. However, if Ruvain actually gets better and he never dies from the sickness, then of course the get was never a get, and therefore certainly at the time that Rachel was Mazana, she was certainly a full-fledged Eishes Ish, and therefore both Rachel and her boil would be Chayiv and Chatos if they were Mazana B'Shoigig, and L'chayir it's still Tzarech Bia, because if L'chayir the only way that we know that she was a Vade Eishes Ish is only because we see that Ruvain got better and he never died Mecheli Zeh, the L'chayir since Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Brira, and at the time that Rachel was Mazana with his man, they didn't know if she was Eishes Ish or not. If Ruvain would die Mecheli Zeh, then she was not an Eishes Ish, so L'chayir they should not be Chayiv and Chatos, and they should be Chayiv and Hashem Toloi B'Tzarech Bia. And the reason why we keep learning these Gemaras that we're talking about a case where Ruvain said to Rachel that this get should be chal in Mesi Mecheli Zeh is because Rashi at the top of the Amid in Diva Maskel Ke'eshes Ish actually says the Afagav the Mesi Ma'isi Chayli. So we see that these Gemaras are still talking about a case where he said that I should only be a get if I die from this actual sickness. Taisus on Daf Ayin Da'alam Da'al points out that according to Rabbi Yossi that he holds Ein Brira, and although the classic case of an Hashem Toloi is if someone has in front of him a piece of Chaylev and a piece of Shuman and he's not sure which one of them he ate, then you're Chayev and Hashem Toloi, and that's called Chaticha Mishtei Chatichais. However, Taisus points out, B'lei Rabbi Yossi Chaticha Mishtei Chatichais, then our case, even though it's not like the classical case, as we're talking about one woman, that there's a suffix if she's an Eishes Ish or not, however, Rabbi Yossi holds that there's still a Chiyev to bring an Hashem Toloi even in that case, and Taisus says, B'hachi Nami Sova B'sei Perk Dam Shchita in Mesechtes Krisais. And Taisus read on Daf Ayin Gimel Beis points out that even though B'negeia, classic case of an Hashem Toloi, where you have Suffolk Shuman and Suffolk Chaylev, the din is that if you'd find out prior to bringing the Hashem Toloi that this piece was definitely a piece of Chaylev, then you'd certainly bring a carbon chatas. And if you find out that this piece was definitely a Shuman, then you would not bring a carbon at all. L'chayr, l'fi Rabbi Yossi, why don't we say that Ein Brira? And since at the point that you ate this Chaylev, you weren't sure if it was a Dava Asa or a Dava Muta, so you should be Chayev and Hashem Toloi, even though it's Niskalatas later on that it was actually Chaylev or it was actually Shuman. And the Taisus is mechalik the Hasam and Metzli Hayasafik that even though Ruvain had a Safik if this was Shuman or Chaylev, Hayachlus Bar Mechem, someone in the world would know if this is Chaylev or Shuman. Avzeh Safik, but in our case, where the Safik is in Metzias, as we're not sure when Ruvain will actually die, and the point that the Mizana ain't under Ma'ilim, there's no one in the world, Shiyachlu Vare, that could actually be Mavarata, Shemi Yodei, Im Yamas Miyad, Vetia Zua Shosho Kinyaget, is at that moment, who could know if Ruvain would die immediately thereafter, and therefore at this point, Rachel was considered Mugureshes, or if she would not die, and therefore she was an Eishish. Hilkach afapish hover lachabikain shalimes miyad, loisam chinan abrera, elo ke'es habi'ila anodan reisai. And the Gemara continued, Tanra Banam, we learned in the Braisa, Yom Shabin Tayim, what is the status of Rachel between the time that Ruvain delivered the Getar and the time that Ruvain actually dies? Now, Mishnah, we asked a similar question, and we said, Mahi ba'isin yomim, and we saw the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said, ke'eshish l'chol dvera, and Rabbi Yossi said, Mugureshes v'einu Mugureshes. This Braisa will bring four shitas, including Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah states that during this period of time, Rabbi Yehuda holds Bala Zaka b'mitziyasa, that a husband would be Zaka in himitzias, u'v'maisi yedel v'afarz d'ra, v'yarsha, and he'll be able to be Yerisha, u'mitamila, and if he's a kohen, he'll be able to be mitamiltar. And we continue on Daf Ayin Dalam Alef, Kol Shel Dabo, the general rule is, Harei Ke'ishta L'chol Dabo, that she is considered his full-fledged wife during that period of time, and for example, if she'd be Mizana b'mezid, then she'd be Chayiv Misa, and if she'd be Mizana b'shoigig, she'd be Chayiv Karmen Chatos. And the Braisa is bothered that if she is considered Eishes Ish L'chol Dvera, so what's the point of having this get? And the Braisa states, El She'ina Tzuchim Mena Get Sheni, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda explains that the reason why Ruvain gave her this get is because he was concerned for her, and if he didn't have children prior to dying, then he didn't want her to be Zakuk L'yibam, and therefore, as long as Ruvain dies from the sickness, then the get was Chal one moment before he died, as we explained beforehand, and Rachel would not be Zakuk L'yibam, and this Shita Rabbi Yehuda is exactly the same Shita that we saw in the Mishnah from Rabbi Yehuda as well. And the Braisa continues with a new Shita, Rameya hold be Losa Tluya, that if she's Mizana, then there would be Suffolk what her status is. And Rashi says that her status would be Toloi until either Ruvain dies or if he gets better from this sickness. And as Rashi points out, if Ruvain actually dies from this sickness, then anyone that was Mizana with her during this time frame would be Pata, as Rameya holds holds that even though Reuven said that this get should be chal from this sickness and it should only be chal me'ishani ba'ilam, he didn't mean it should only be chal one moment before he dies, and he meant to say that this get should be chal right now because I'm ba'ilam at this moment and it's not a get la'achamisa, and it should only be chal if I die from the sickness. Hilkach kishemes. Therefore, when Reuven dies from the sickness, igloy milsa the grusha havoy b'shas bia. Therefore, it is a gidul milsa that she was a grusha at the time of the bia and vim loymes. And if Reuven doesn't die from the sickness, habola b'chatas, then anyone that was mizana with her would be chay b'chatas, because then there's a gidul milsa that at the time that they were mizana, she was a full fledged eishishish. And the brisa continues with the third shita. Rabbi Yossi says be lasa safek if Rachel has bia with another man during the time frame between when Reuven gave her to get and when Reuven died, and since Rabbi Yossi hold that in Brira, and he also hold that when he said that this get should be chal me'ishani ba'ilam, he meant to say that should be chal only one moment before I die. Therefore, at every moment there's a suffix if she was actually considered a grusha at that point, because Reuven will die a moment later, or possibly Reuven will not die a moment later, and therefore she was a full-fledged eshish, and therefore she would have to bring an ashim toloi. However, as we mentioned before, in the coin to Rabbi Yossi, if Reuven doesn't die from the sickness, and certainly at the point that Rachel was mezana, she was an eshish, and therefore they would have to bring a carbon chatas bevadai. And finally, the Brisa brings a fourth sheet of a chamer menachum state that is a suffix, and she would have to bring a carbon ashim toloi as megureshes ve'ena megureshes uvavachiyamus. And l'chayyur, this sheet of the chacham seemed to be exactly the same sheet of Rabbi Yossi that we just mentioned a moment ago, because Rabbi Yossi also said be lost a suffix. In a moment, the Gemara will ask chachamim haino Rabbi Yossi. And our Gemara continues and first begins to explain what is the chiluk between the sheet of Rameya and the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. And we already explained this, and the Gemara states my ikabin Rameya or Rabbi Yossi. What is the nafkamina between the sheet of Rameya and Rabbi Yossi? And our Rabbi Yechon explains ashim tolu ikabinayo, that the nafkamina would be if Rachel, as well as the person that she had bia with, would be chayiv and ashim toloi, would there never be a scenario where there would be chayiv and ashim toloi, as Rameya loy maisi ashim toloi, or koit Rameya memanushach, they're not going to bring an ashim toloi, as either they're going to bring a chatas or they're not going to bring a carbon at all, or Rabbi Yossi maisi ashim toloi, and according to Rabbi Yossi, if Reuven dies, they will bring an ashim toloi, and of course, if Reuven doesn't die, then there'll be chayiv and chatas. And the Gemara continues, we stated chachamim gureshes ve'inim gureshes, and the Gemara is chachamim hainu Rabbi Yossi, l'choyer the sheet of the chachamim in the braisa is exactly like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi in the braisa, and the Gemara explains ikabinayu to Rabbi Zeira, the nafkamina between the chachamim and Rabbi Yossi is the din of Rabbi Zeira, the arm of Rabbi Zeira, because Rabbi Zeira stated arm Rabbi Yirmi arm Shmuel in the name of Rabbi Yirmi in the name of Shmuel, kamakub shearm chachamim gureshes ve'inim gureshes, any time the chacham used the lashon of gureshes ve'inim gureshes by the chayim zinisera, the chacham specifically used this lashon in order to teach us that although it is a suffix if she's actually gureshes, and maybe we would say that the husband can taina hamaytzi mechaber al raya, he would not have to give him mizaynus, and therefore the rabbanon said megureshes ve'inim gureshes. Rabbi Zeira tells us that that is a code word to teach us that he's still going to be chayiv to support her and to give her mizaynus. Therefore, even though in a chenami there is no nafkamina between the chacham and Rabbi Yossi as to the din of ashim toloi, and they both agree with each other, however, Rabbi Yossi didn't want to use the lashon of megureshes ve'inim gureshes, because then it would be mashma that a husband would have to give him mizaynus, and Rabbi Yossi specifically didn't say that because Rabbi Yossi holds that in this case, since it's a suffix, her husband would not have to give her mizaynus, while the chacham say megureshes ve'inim gureshes in order to tell us that the husband would still have to give her mizaynus. Rashi points out that even though the lashon Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah was megureshes ve'inim gureshes, and therefore the chayyur, there is no nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon. Zok Rashi trei tanoi v'alibud Rabbi Yossi in a chenami, there are two different tanoim according to Rabbi Yossi. V'hainu chachamim de braisa, the shita of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is the same shita as the chachamim in the braisa, and the shita that's brought down in the name of Rabbi Yossi in the braisa is actually arguing both on Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah as well as the chachamim of the braisa. And we begin the new Mishnah hareze gitech al menashe sitli masayim zuz. If Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel, and at the time that he delivered the get, he said that this will be your get, al menashe you will give me $200. Then the Mishnah teaches us harezu megreshes, the get is valid v'titein, and Rachel will have to give Reuven $200. And the Gemara will have machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda as to if she has to give it, and prior to giving it would not be a valid get, or the get is valid right now, and this is a tnai that she has to give $200 at some later point. And the Mishnah continues, al menashe titni li mikan bat shlishim yoyim, if Reuven says that this should be your get, but on condition that you give me $200 between now and 30 days, so nasal loy b'tei shlishim yoyim megureshes, if Rachel delivers $200 to Reuven within 30 days, then the get of course would be valid because l'maisa she kept to the tnai, but if she doesn't deliver the $200 within 30 days in a megureshes, then the get would not be valid. And the Gemara will now bring a story, and this story has nothing to do with the prior dinim of the Mishnah. As usual, the Gemara will ask that how can we say a story in a Mishnah if it's not connected to the prior dinim of the Mishnah? And the Mishnah continues, Amar Shimon Gamliel, Maisa B'Tzidon, there was a story in a place called Tzidon, Be'echad Sh'amal Ishtar, Harei Ze Gitech, Al Menashe Sitni Slisi, that if Reuven said to his wife Rachel that I'm giving you this get on condition that you're going to deliver to me a certain beged, the Ovitz Lisai, and then Reuven's beged was lost, therefore it's impossible for Rachel to keep this condition, the Amru Chacham Titlis Demer, and even though she couldn't deliver the beged, the Chacham said it would be a valid get as long as she gives the value of the beged to Reuven. And the Gemara begins that in the Mishnah we stated, Harezi Gitech Al Menashe Sitni Masayim Zuz, Harezi Mugareshes Vetitain, so my Vetitain, what does it mean that she has to give the $200? Rav Huna Amar Vehititain, Rav Huna says, the get is valid right now, and there is a side condition that she has to give him $200. However, Rabbi Huda argues on Rav Huna, and he says, Lichetitain, that the only time the get would actually be valid is only once Rachel gives $200 to Reuven. And the Gemara asks, my Benau, what is an afkamina? It could be now, Shinskara get, Oishavad, that let's say the get was ripped up and torn, or it was lost prior to Rachel delivering the $200, so according to Rav Huna, it's still a valid get, as it was only a conditional aspect of the get that she has to give him $200, but according to Rabbi Huda, that the get is only chal once she gives the $200, and at the point that she gave the $200, the get was no longer around, so therefore the get could not be chal. And the Gemara explains, Rav Huna Amar Behititain, Ein Tzrichim Menah Get Sheni, as we explain, and Rabbi Huda Amar Lichshetitain, and therefore the get is not valid, and Tzrichim Menah Get Sheni, and Reuven would have to give her a brand new get. As Rashi explains, Rav Huna holds Behititain Tnai Ba'almahu, Vichim Mekai Mele, Iglai Milsa, the Mishas Nesino, Gita Habe, the Chol Menas, Me'achshavu, Va'al Menas Kain, the Lekayim. However, Rabbi Huda holds Tzrichim Get Sheni, Lichshetitain Kfar, Ozalei Gita, as the time that she gave the $200, the get was no longer viable. The Gemara continues that the same machlekas we have between Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda ben Gaya Get, with Tnan Nami, Gabi Kedushin Kai Gavna, we have a similar machlekas between Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda regarding the Mishnah Daf Samach Haman Aleph in Mesechtes Kedushin. The Tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Kedushin on Daf Samach, Ha'im Le'ish Harei Mekudeshes Li'al Menashe Etnalach Masayim Zuz, Harei Mekudeshes V'yitein, that if Reuven says to Rachel, I want to be Mekadesh you, Al Menas, that I will give you 200 Zuz, the din is that they're Mekudeshes, and Reuven has a responsibility to give her $200 for Itmar, and we learned regarding that Mishnah, my V'yitein, what does the word V'yitein mean? Rav Huna once again said, V'hu Yitein, that it's a Tnai, and he has to at some point give her $200. Once Reuven is Mekayim the Tnai, then it's a Glei L'Milsalem Afreya, that the Kedushin was Chal at the moment that Reuven gave her the Kesef Kedushin. Once again, Rabbi Huda argues on Rav Huna, and he says, L'chshiyitein, that the only time to get would be Chal is only once Reuven gives $200 to Rachel. And the Gemara asks, my Benau, what is the nafkamina between Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda? It could be now, Shepasha Yadav Kibla Kedushin Me'achar, that if Rachel went and accepts Kedushin from another man, so Rav Huna Amar V'hu Yitein Tnan Ba'almuhu, that since V'hu Yitein is only a Tnai, therefore Mekayim Tnai V'Ozel, all Reuven would have to do is pay $200 to Rachel, and automatically it's a Gloy Milsal Mafreya that his Kedushin predated the Kedushin of Shimon. However, Rabbi Huda states, L'chshi Yitein, that the only time this get would be Chal is only once Reuven gives $200, and L'chiyav L'ahu to have a Kedushin, but Hashtala have a Kedushin, but since Shimon already went and was Mekadesh Rachel, therefore even though Reuven will go and give $200 to Rachel, his Kedushin could not be Chal, because Shimon was already Mekadeshah, and she's already an Eishes Ish. And the Gemara continues, Vitzricha, and we need the machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, both B'negei Gittin and B'negei Kedushin, as the Iashmin and Gab Kedushin, if we'd only say the machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, B'negei Kedushin, so B'hokam Rav Huna, we would say that that is where Rav Huna said that's considered Tnai, V'hu Yitain, and as long as he eventually gives $200 to Rachel, it would be a valid get, Mishum de l'Krevikasi, since the whole point of Kedushin is in order to go and get married and to get closer to this woman, therefore certainly he would want to make sure that he locks in this marriage, and therefore it must be that he was saying that the Kedushin should be Chal right now, and just as it's night, I'm going to give you $200 at a later point. However, Avagabe Gerishin, but B'negei Gerishin l'Rechaikakasi, that since it's going to separate them and to create a period, so Eim Maidel Rabbi Huda, maybe we would say that Rav Huna would be Maidel Rabbi Huda, that really the husband doesn't want to give this get, and the only reason why he's giving the get is because his wife is forcing him into the situation, and she's angry at him, and therefore maybe Rav Huna agrees to Rabbi Huda that when he said that I want you to give me $200, he meant I don't want to get to Bichal until you give me $200, and as Rashi says, because and he thought that hachi v'hachi, until the time that she's able to come up with 200 zuz, mefaisanullah, I'll be able to mefaisar, and we will never have to go through with the get. Therefore, Rav Huna set his din, even B'negei Gerishin, to tell us that even B'negei Gerishin, the get is chal, me'achshav, and there's a tnai that she has to give him $200. And the Gemara continues, v'yashbina gabi Gerishin, and if we say the machlekes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda, B'negei Gerishin, one may say, b'hokam Rav Huna, v'hi titein, mishum like kosalun v'bar, maybe only over here to Rav Huna say that the get is chal right now, and there's a tnai that she would have to pay him $200 because the husband won't be embarrassed and won't have a problem asking her for the $200, and therefore he didn't mind if the get would be chal immediately, as he knew that he'll go and ask her for the $200 at a later point. However, avagabe kedushin, the kasiva lemidboy, aim a maidel Rabbi Huda, maybe in the case of kedushin, since they have a relationship, therefore Rachel will be embarrassed to actually be Tevea Reuven to give her the $200 that he owes her, and therefore, when she make it tonight, she wants to make sure that the only way that the Kedushin could be Chal is if she actually receives the $200, as otherwise she feels that Reuven will never give her the $200, or at least he won't give it to her for a long period of time, and maybe Rav Huna would be mighty Rav Yehuda, Kamash Moran, that even in this case, Rav Huna says that it is a valid Kedushin at this moment, and there is just a tonight that at some point, Reuven has to give $200 to Rachel. And even though the Gemara just explained why we need both of these machleksim according to Rav Huna, the Gemara now goes and explains the other side as well as to why we need both machleksim according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara explains b'yashmina gabe kedushin. And if we would say the machleks between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna b'negei kedushin, one may think b'hakam Rabbi Yehuda l'chashiyte mechshum de kasif l'mitbay avagabe geishib lekasif l'mitba im meidul el Rav Huna, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said his din that the kedushin is not chal until Reuven delivers $200 to his wife is only b'negei kedushin because his wife would be embarrassed to be tevei and demand the money for Reuven, and therefore she wants to make sure that the Kedusha will not be Chal until she receives the money. However, in the Gei Gershin, where Reuven is not embarrassed to go and ask his ex-wife for $200, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be Moida that the get is Chal immediately, and there is a side Tanai that Rachel has to give $200 to Reuven, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda had to be Chal Karim Behuna in the Gei Gershin, V'yashmin and Gabi Gershin. If we would only have the Machlekes between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yehuda in the Gei Gershin, V'hakam Rabbi Yehuda l'chetitim mishum l'chaykakasi, maybe we would say Rabbi Yehuda says that the get is only Chal at a later point, as Reuven really doesn't want to get divorced and he doesn't want to be separated from Rachel, and in order to keep this marriage as long as possible and potentially be able to reconcile, therefore he said that the get should only be chal once you give me $200. Avagav kedushin l'krayv kasi, but b'negei kedushin, where certainly Rachel wants to get married and wants this closeness to occur as quickly as possible, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be moida to Rav Huna that the kedushin would be chal immediately, and there would be a side tnai that Reuven has to give her $200, and therefore the Gemara says tricha. That's why we have to say that in all cases, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna are chaylik. And the Gemara continues, Mespe will ask a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, and it will be a riot to Rav Huna, as the Braisa states, Hareza gitech amnasha sitli masayim zuz. If Reuven says to Rachel, this should be a get, amnasha you'll give me 200 zuz, which is exactly the same case as a Mishnah. The Braisa tells us, afapisha nikra get, that even though the get is ripped up and torn, I should never know if it was lost prior to Rachel delivering $200, then as long as at some point Rachel delivers $200, the din is that this get would be chal. However, Rachel cannot go and get married to anyone else until she actually gives $200 to Reuven, as Lemaisa, until there's a Kiyum HaTnai, she can't go and get married. And this Gufa, the case that we said beforehand, is the Nafkamina between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda. And as the Gemara said previously, Ikka ben Arush, Niskari HaGad, Oisha Avad, and therefore we see clearly from this Braisa, like the Shita Rav Huna, that once Rachel gives $200 to Reuven, then as Rashi stated beforehand, that it's a Glei Milsa, the Mishas and Sina, Gita Ave, that at the point that Reuven delivered the get to Rachel, it was already a valid get, and it was a side tnai that Rachel had to deliver $200 to Reuven. The Gemara continues, "Va'itanya." And I'll bring you another raya against Rabbi Yehuda and a raya to Rav Huna, as we have a brice that states, "Hareiza gita chamnasha sitli masayim zuz umeis." That if Reuven gives a get to Rachel and he says, "This should be a get if you give me $200," and then Reuven died, says machlekes between the Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel. The Tanakhama holds that the only way this get would be valid is nasna, is only if Rachel gave the $200 to Reuven before he died, so the get was valid, and therefore in his kukali yavam, that Rachel would not be zakuk liyibam. However, leinas, that if Rachel did not give $200 to Reuven before he died, so then the get wasn't chal, and therefore as a kukali yavam, she would now be zakuk liyibam, and she'd be a shemeres yavam. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel, argues in the Tanakh Kami, he says, that even though Reuven died, she could still be mekayim netai by giving $200 to his father, to his brother, or to one of his kravim. But the Maaseh, the Gemara points out, that there was no machlekes between the Tanakh Kami and Shimon Gamliel, al demasav aliv loyliyarshai, that Reuven holds that the tnai is that you have to give me $200 and you can't give this $200 to my yarshim and I have to receive this $200 while I'm alive. However, Masava, if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that leave afilu yarshai, that the tnai was that you could give $200 either to me, even if I die, you could give the $200 to my yarshim, but v'kul amamia t'nahavi. But according to the Tanakhama as well as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, once the $200 is accepted by the proper party, the get was chal at the point that Reuven gave Rachel the get, and as Rashi says, v'le'tola get b'shas matan mois, that the get was not tolui in the time that Rachel gave the $200 to him. If it would be tolui in the actual Messinas HaMais, then how could Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that this get is valid, even if Reuven said that it should be a valid get once you give the money to my Yarshim? But since she only gave the money to the Yarshim after Reuven died, so the din should be that it's not a valid get because in get la'achamisa. Therefore, from this brice, it's also a raya against Rabbi Yehuda, and as the Gemara says, Tiyufta to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara continues, Omlocha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda will respond that it's not a raya from these brice braises against my shita, because I was talking about our Mishnah. I hold the feet of Tan of our Mishnah, the get will only be chal once Rachel delivers the $200 to Reuven, even though certainly in the braises it's clear that it's actually a tnai and the get is chal at the moment that Reuven delivered the get to Rachel, and this is side tnai that Rachel has to give $200 to Reuven, her money, Rebbe, he, those braises are going according to the shita of Rebbe, the Amr Rav Huna Amr Rebbe, because Rav Huna said the name of Rebbe, Kalim Almanas, Kalim Achshav Dami, that if someone says the Lashon Almanas, then it certainly is considered like a tnai, and it's considered as if he said that the get should be chal at this moment, and is a side tnai. And as Rashi explains, the Hari Kama, this is what Reuven meant to say, Ma'achshav Heget, that from this moment it should be a valid get, Almanasha Kiyamti Hatnai, and is our condition that Rachel has to be Mekayim the tnai. And Gemara continues, however, Pligi Rabbanon Lel, Vanoda Amik Rabbanon, and Rabbi Huda says that Rabbanon Chalik on the Shita Rebbe, and I hold that Rabbanon, our Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rabbanon, that even though someone says Almanas, it's not Kayim Achshav Dami, and it's not considered tnai, and it's actually stating that this get will not be Chal until you actually deliver $200 to Reuven. And the Gemara continues that although according to Rabbi Yehuda, clearly there has to be a machlikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim, however the Gemara continues and states that Rabbi Zera holds that there actually is no machlikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim, and all will agree that anyone that says a Lashon of Almanas, it's Kayim Achshav Dami. And as the Gemara says, Amr Zera, Rabbi Zera states, Kavinam Bebavel Aminon, when I was in Bavel we said, Hada Amr Rav Hunam Rebbe, this didn't Rav Huna said the name of Rebbe, Kalim Almanas, Kalim Achshav Dami, Pligi Rabban Alea, that just like we mentioned for Rabbi Huda, there's a machlekes between Rabbanon and Rebbe, therefore, in Bavel, we also said that there is a machlekes between Rebbe who holds Kalim Almanas, Kalim Achshav Dami, and Rabbanon don't agree with this idea. And Kesiliki, when I went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachli Rabasi, I found Rabasi, the Yosef Vekama Mishmeid Rabbi Echron, that he said over the name of Rabbi Echron, Hakal Moivin, that all agree to the Shita of Rebbe, that Ba'im Almanas, Kalim Achshav Dami, when someone uses the Lashon Almanas, it's considered as if he said that I want to get, or I want the Kedushin to be Chal at this moment, and there was only a side tnai that has to be Mekuyim at some later point. And of course, according to the Shita, it would come out that there would be a Tiyufta on the Shita Rabbi Yehuda from the two brises that we just saw. Rabbi Zera continued that Rabbi Yechanan stated that Le'nechaku, that if there's a machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim, that only Chalik in one case, El B'mayim L'Achamisa, if Reuven said that I want this get to be Chal today, and it should be Chal L'Achamisa, as we saw in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Bezer Menarov, the Mishnah stated, HaRezi get to Mayim L'Achamisa, get bein and get, V'mescha Lesis L'Mes Yabemes, and that is the Shita of the Rabbanan, that the Mesupik, if someone says the Lashon Mayim L'Achamisa, if it was a Chazara, or if it's only a Tnai, Rabbi argues on that Mishnah, and he holds that B'vadai it is a Tnai, and therefore the get would be valid. This is the Shita of Rabbi that we mentioned on Daf Ayin Bezer Menarov, when the Gemara stated, Ma'o Detema Rabbi Yesi B'Hok Rabbi Svi Lei Da'oma Gitamali Havim V'Chlitza Nami Lo Itibai. The Gemara continues Daf Ayin Da'alam Beis V'Atanya, and we have the following braisa that proves the point of Rabbi Zera that the machlekes between Rabbi and Chacham is in the case where Reuven said Ma'ayim L'Achamisa, as the braisa teaches us that Reuven gives a get to his wife Rachel, and at the time that he's giving the get to her, he says Ma'ayim L'Achamisa. Then the Tanakama holds like the Tan of our Mishnah that get ve'in a get divrei Chachamim, and Rabbi Amen, Rabbi states Kazeh get, in this case the get would be a valid get. And as we explained beforehand on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, that when Rabbi says Kazeh get, coming lafuke from the Shita Rabbi Yisi, that Zman is Shashtar is Mechiyah Chalav, and the Gemara continues L'Rabbi Huda the Amma Bab Manas Pligi, that Rabbi Huda certainly holds that the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanon is even in a case where Reuven said Al Manas, and as we said before, because otherwise it would be a Tiyufta and Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda explained that the two braises are going according to the Shita of Rabbi, while our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rabbanon. So the Gemara is on the Miflik Ma'ayim V'Lachemisa, why is it that we have a Mefurash Braisa that discusses the case where Reuven said Ma'ayim V'Lachemisa Liflik Bal Manas L'Chayr, the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanon should be stated and brought in a Braisa where it was a case that Reuven said Al Manas, and the Gemara explained L'Hidicha Kechad Rabbi Einach Hanami, the reason why the Gemara brought a case where it was chayluk by a case of Ma'ayim V'Lachemisa was to show the power of Rabbi that even in this case he holds it is a valid get. And the Gemara is Liflik Bal Manas L'Hidicha Kechad Rabbanon L'Chayr let him chayluk in a case of Al Manas and show the power of Rabbanon even in a case where Reuven said a lashon of Al Manas, they're still mesupik if this is a lashon of a tnai or if it's a lashon of chazara. The Gemara answers Kechad Tehir Adufle, the reason why the Brisa specifically said the machlekes between Rabbi and the Chacham in a case of Ma'ayim L'Achamisa, even though the Chacham and Rabbi are also chaylik in a case of Al Manas, is in order to show us the power of Rabbi, since Rabbi holds the kula and hold that this is a valid get. Therefore, there's a call of Kechad Tehir Adufle, and that's why we chose to discuss the case of Ma'ayim L'Achamisa. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Amayasha Titli Mikan Vat Shloshim Yoyim Im Nasla B'Tech Shloshim Yoyim Megureshes Vim La B'Einim Megureshes. If Reuven delivers the get to Rachel and he stipulates that the only way this get would be chal is if you give me $200 within 30 days, so if she delivers 200 $300 within 30 days, the get was valid. And if she doesn't, the get would not be valid. And the Gemara asks, Pshito, let Lechard is Pashut. And the Gemara responds, Ma'ar Jemba, Kapeda, Lav Kapeda, that you may think that maybe Reuven was not really Makbid, Ulzar Zakasi, and really he didn't mind if she would give it to him at a later point, and he's just trying to be Mazaris her to give it to him quickly. Kamash 1, that this is actually a Kapeda, and if she doesn't deliver $200 within 30 days, it would not be a valid get. And the Gemara continues and quotes the last part of Mishnah, Amram Shim Gamliel, Maisa Betsina, Be'echel Shamal Ishtai, Reza Gitech, Amanasha Sitli, Stalisi, Va'ab the Slisai, Va'am Chacham, Titan Estemel. And the Gemara asks, My Tana Diktani Maisa, the Lachir, when you have a story in the Mishnah, it must be connected to the previous dinim. And over here, this dinim of Shimon Gamliel has nothing to do with anything we previously taught. And as Rashi says, My Tana Le'elmine Bedomim, Diktani Maisa Betsidan, My Raya, Ain't Shainim Maisa B'Mishnah, El Raya. And the only time we ever mention a Maisa in a Mishnah is only as a Raya to a previous point of the Mishnah. And the Gemara explains that in Chanami, Chsur Mechsav, Al-Khitani, we have to add in words to the Mishnah. We add in, Im Amalah, Menashe Sitli, Slisi, if Reuven says to Rachel that the only way this get should be chal is if you give me my cloak of the slisai, and Rachel loses his coat. And Rachel now comes to Reuven and says, even though I lost your coat, I want to give you the replacement value. So Rabbanon hold the slisai dafka kamala, that Reuven dafka wanted his coat, and therefore she was not able to be makayim de k'tanai, and the get would not be chal. However, Reb Shimon Galil argues in the Tanakam, and he says, titlan estemer, that if Rachel wants, she could give him the replacement value, and as long as she pays him for the value of the coat, then the get would be chal. V'am Reb Shimon Galil, and on this dinner, Reb Shimon Galil brought a raya to his words, and he said, "My sinami b'tzina be'echasham leishtai reiz gitach amnashtinli eslisi va'av deslisai va'am chacham titlan estemer." And the chacham said it would be valid get. And Rashi explains that shita Reb Shimon Galil, that even though Reuven made a tnai that he wants to receive his coat, however zok Rashi loyichavin el avochadi day, that all Reuven cared about was to receive his value and receive his profit. In reality, Reuven was not makbid if he would actually receive that coat or if he would receive money, and therefore, as long as Rachel pays him the value of the coat, that would be a kim of tanai, and the get would be valid. And the Gemara now continues and asks a similar shaila. Rabasi asks the following shaila for Rabbi Echron: Hareza gitach menashe sitli mesayim zuz v'chazva amalai mechumalach mau. What would it then be if Reuven delivers a get to Rachel, and at the time that he gives it a get, he says, "This is your get on condition that you give me $200. Then prior to Rachel giving him the $200, he goes back to Rachel and he says, "I'm Michael to $200, and you don't have to give me $200. Would this get be valid or not?" And of course, if Rachel would give him the $200, certainly the get would be valid. But let's say Reuven would die prior to Rachel giving him the $200, would Rachel be zakel liyubim or not? And the Gemara explains to Beit Rabbanon, to Beit Rab Shimon Gamliel, this Shaila Rabasi is the coin to the Shita Rabbanon, and was also asked according to the Shita Rab Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara explains to Beit Rabbanon that the Shaila was according to Rabbanon, who say that you have to give the actual coat and you can't replace it with money, as we could explain. That the only time Rabbanon said they have to actually give back the actual coat and you can't replace it with value, because Rabbanon hold that Reuven had akpada that he wants to receive a coat, and therefore certainly Rachel has to give him the actual coat. In this case, even though Reuven said, "I want you to give me $200, certainly he was makbid to get $200, but however he told her that I'm being meichel to you, and as Rashi says, and over here, since he actually was meichel, therefore it's as if Reuven actually received $200 mamish, as mechila is mamish kekabalah. The Gemara continues to explain the shayla of Rabasi. Oydilma, what do we say? Afilu Reb Shimon Gamliel lekama el dekama feisle bedami avalagamri loy. That the only time Reb Shimon Gamliel said that even though Rachel does not give the coat to Reuven, instead she gives him the value of the coat, that the get is valid, that's because the maisa he got $200, and as Rashi said before, thole mechavin ela vachadidei, and the maisa he got the full $200 of value. However, to think that even though Reuven made a tnai that he wants to receive $200 from Rachel, and Rachel and Maisa doesn't give him anything, so even though in a chanami Reuven may have been meichel the money, but ultimately he had a tnai, and there's no kima tnai over here, and therefore the get should not be chal. The Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rabbi Echon responded to Rabasi that in a megureshes, that in this case, if Rachel did not give $200 to Reuven, then even though Reuven was meichel, the mechila is not considered a valid kima tnai, and therefore the get would not be valid. And the Gemara continues, Esvei will ask a kasha on this dinner Rabbi Echon, that Rabbi Echon just said, in a megureshes, which seems to say that he holds that mechila is not a kabbalah, and lemaitz we have a mishnah mesechta zedorim and daf samach gilam beis that states, hoimil chaveir kainim shata nedli, if Reuven says to his friend Shimon, all of my assets should be like a carbon to you and you can't have enough for my assets, imeyat neisen lebni kor echot shalchitin ushtei chavi shal yayin, unless you give a present to my son of a core of wheat and two barrels of of wine. And Rameo Imer Asa Achiyitain, Rameo says Shimon will be also to have any enough from Reuven until Shimon gives these presents to Reuven's son. However, Chum state Afzeh Yochel Hatas Nidrei Shaloi Api Chacham, that if Reuven is mischarid, he wants Shimon to be able to have enough from him even without giving these presents to his son, so he could even be Matiz Neda without going to Chacham. V'Imer, as Reuven can say, Harenu Kilis Kabalti, that's considered as if I was actually Mekabal these presents, and therefore we see that the Mishnah holds that Mechilis Kabbalah. The Gemara responds that it's not a raya against Rabbi Yechon as Hachi Hashtah, and we will be Gerus Hachal Tzurikam Chavim Vleitzira in case of Rav Asi. So when Reuven said that I want Rachel to give me $200, he wanted to be Mitzara, and that was the purpose of his Tnai, and therefore even though Reuven was Michael $200, Lemaisa there was no Kima Tnai as he wasn't Mitzara Rachel, and that's why it would not be a valid get. However, Hassam, in the case of Mishnah, Mesech Tzedorim, Mishma Vachahu Vahala Yitzchak, Lemaisa the reason why Reuven made this Neda was because he wanted to Merviach his son, and since Reuven decided he doesn't need this money, therefore as long as he was Michael the money, then Mechila Iske Kabbalah, and at this point Shimon will be able to have enough from Reuven's assets. The Gemara continued that we had a machlekes in our Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the case where Reuven said to Rachel that I'm giving this get al Manasha Sitli Yisalisi if she could replace it with value or if she cannot do so, and Tanakam said that she has to give the actual beged, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that as long as she gives the value of the beged, that would be a kima tnai. And the Gemara now says Hahu Gavra da Amali Larise, there was a person, let's call him Reuven, who said to his sharecropper Shimon Kuli Alma Dolu Tlastal Vasa, the standard sharecropper's agreement is that they water the field 3 times, v'achli riva, and based on the work that they perform, therefore they get 25% of the crops. At liaba v'achol tlisa. However, I want to make a deal with you that you should water the crops 4 times, and then you'll be able to receive higher compensation, and you'll get a third of the crops. And l'seif asamitra. And the end result, at the last time that they had to have the 4th rain, there was actually a rain that came by itself, and therefore Shimon did not actually have to go and water the field the 4th time. Reuven claimed that since Shimon only watered the field 3 times, therefore he's only entitled to 25% of the crops. However, Shimon tied that Lemaisa the field was watered 4 times, and even though I didn't have to do anything, however, Mazal Yerim, my Mazal causes, and you have to pay me a third of the crops. And they went to ask the Shiloh to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah, and there was a Machlekes. Rabbi Yosef said, Halodala, that Lemaisa Reuven's correct, that since Shimon did not actually water the field 4 times, therefore he's only entitled to 25% of the crop. And Rabbah stated, Halo Yitzchak, Lemaisa Mazal Yerim, and therefore Shimon is correct, they should be paid a third of the crops. And the Gemara points out, Lema Rabbi Yosef to Amak Rabbanan, maybe we will say that Rabbi Yosef must hold like Rabbanan, and since Rabbanan say that when Reuven made a tnai that he wants to receive a coat, he dafka wants a coat and nothing else, and therefore over here, since Reuven said that you have to water my field 4 times, if he doesn't water the field 4 times, he's not entitled to the extra payment. Rabbi Damak Rab Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi holds like Rab Shimon Gamliel, that as long as the owner received the value, then Shimon is entitled to 33%, and he's entitled to the extra compensation. Gemara says, Betisbro, we can't say that Rabbi actually holds like Rab Shimon Gamliel, because V'akai Malon, Hilchus Chavasi to Rabbi, we know that we have a klal that Halacha always follows Rabbi when there's machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef aside for Sada and Inyan and Mechza. Therefore, in our case, we would have to pass him like Rabbi, that the din is that he would be able to receive a third of the crops as compensation. And Lemaisa, if you're going to say that the only reason why Rabbi says his Halacha is because he holds like Rab Shimon Gamliel, but Behoi, in Halacha Rab Shimon Gamliel, we know that we don't pass him like Rab Shimon Gamliel aside for 3 cases of Arav Vitzid and Varaya Achreina, and L'chair, we wouldn't pass him like Rab Shimon Gamliel in this case, and L'chair is a stereo between these two Klalim. And the Gemara explains, El Ilum Krabbanan, really Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both go according to the Shita Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yosef Krabbanan, certainly Rabbi Yosef is like Rabbanan, Rabbi Amalacha, and Rabbi will also say, Anod Ami Afil Rabbanan, that I also hold like Rabbanan Va Mishnah, and Ad Kan like Rabbanan Hassam, that the only time Rabbanan said over there that you have to give the actual Beged, El Del Sukhari Machabin, because we're talking about a Get Isha, and he Dafka wants to be Mitzara's wife, and therefore he specifically wants to get the Beged. However, Abul Hacha, in the case of the sharecropper, where Reuven promised Shimon that he'll get a third of the crops if he waters the field 4 times, Mishma Vachahu, that the reason why Reuven made this tonight is because he wanted the profitability of a field that's watered 4 times, V'halei Yitzchak, and Lemaisa, the field didn't have to be watered 4 times, and therefore even the Rabbanan would agree that Shimon is entitled to a third of the profits, and there's no steer between the Klalim, and we pass like Rabba, and we also pass like Rabbanan. Before we end, let's just point out that Rashi on the bottom of Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, 22 lines before the end of the Amid states, Avo Gethel Ruchukakasi, Umistam and Bekashi Humagasha, and the stum is that he's divorcing his wife, the duress, and he's really not happy about it, Hilchel Chashitin Kama, because Sava, the Hachivachim, and Faisanullah, and Rashi and Asugir, 15 lines from the bottom of the fayin dalon base dates l'suri chavin to stam megarish ishtoy, that the stoma is when someone divorces his wife mitoich evahu megasha, he's divorcing her because he hates her. Hilkach misveka min l'suri chavin v'loy talina l'meim l'avochi chavin l'chula. It seems that there's a stira in the two sugyas. However, if you think about it, it's really poshut that it's not a stira. V'tzarech bia, and we will stop over here.